Hey there. So this is where you went, huh? Did you need a break from all the people? I thought it was a bit too crowded myself. Yeah, I am not a fan of weddings to begin with. But, you know, maid of honor and all. Your sister didn't really leave me a choice on whether I could skip it or not. You doing okay, Goober? Oh, come on. I've been calling you Goober since you were in middle school. Hey, at least it's not a mean name. I left that stuff to my partner in crime. Oh, I came to look for you. I don't know. You've been really quiet all day. Even during all the festivities and stuff, you've been quieter than usual. Just something feels off about you. Well, I have been around you enough to tell the difference between your normal and your down in the dumps. So, come on. Tell me what's on your mind. Hey, look. This is your chance to vent. I promise I won't tell a soul about it, if that helps. I'll give you space if that's what you really want. But I'd feel bad just leaving you to hurt by yourself. Has something happened at work? No? Maybe problems with your friends? Not that either, huh? I can tell just from looking at you that it's not either of those. Your little mannerisms will tell me when I guess the right one. Is it relationship stuff? Oh, it totally is love stuff, isn't it? I saw the way you winced when I said the R word. Weren't you going out with someone? Ugh, that bad, huh? Do you want to talk about it? Well, I mean, I'm not trying to pry. It's not as if it's any of my business. I know it's not. I guess it's just It's just, we're all grown now. We're adults. And that we includes you, too. I know your sister and I gave you a lot of shit growing up. But I guess, when I look at you, I always remember this geeky kid that I met when he was still in middle school and I was in high school. I still think of you as that kid, you know. And now that we're older, I guess, I just feel a little more protective of you. You're always going to be my ride or die best friend's kid brother. Doesn't matter how old you are or how big you get. What? Don't look at me like that. Sure, you've gotten a lot bigger since then. Taller, cuter, but still the same little geeky kid I've always known. Sorry, I didn't mean to drop all of that on you. Maybe it's the alcohol getting to me. I mean, who can say no to an open bar? Just, people care about you, and you might not even realize it sometimes. It's something that I had to learn the hard way, you know? Oh yeah, I've been in lots of shitty relationships. I have fallen off the face of the earth on everyone plenty of times. And it was all because of mental and emotional pain. Can I ask you something? And I mean, be really honest with me here, okay? Can I give you a hug? Well, I think that sometimes you need to feel the support to be able to know it's real. It's a tangibility thing, a tactile thing. Good. Here. Come here. No, closer. Put your head on my chest. It's a nurturing thing. You're hurting, and you need to be able to feel safe and warm and like someone cares. Are you uncomfortable? You're kind of hiding your face from me. Oh, don't be like that. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's on your mind. Are you maybe a bit flustered? I want you to feel safe, protected. And, well, if I'm being honest, seeing you all flustered like this is... You look incredibly cute. No, it's totally fine. Getting flustered is a valid reaction. I did kind of press your head against my boobs, after all. Well, that's kind of the thing, though. Cute, shy boys like you, they need boobs to rest their head on when they're feeling down. God, you're so cute. It helps, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel warm and welcoming? Don't just nod your head, silly. Tell me how it feels for you. I thought you might say something like that, cutie. See, I know how to take care of boys like you. Maybe things with them didn't go so well because they didn't know how to take care of boys like you. Well, to put it simply, you need someone to take care of you. You need someone to love on you. Someone who is going to hold you and press your face into their soft, warm chest. Doesn't that sound nice? Having someone to care for you and spoil you? I mean, I get it. I know this is all really sudden and maybe a little strange for you. But I just want to help. I want to ease your pain, sweetheart. You need someone who's going to hold you in their lap. So, come here. Slide right next to me and throw your legs over my lap. And just let me wrap you in my arms. feel so small like this. Do you want to feel small? Do you want to be small for me? There's a good boy. A good, sweet, precious, almost painfully cute, shy boy. I know exactly what you need right now. Here, let me just... What? Isn't it obvious? I'm pulling my boobs out, you silly bean. Because you're going to close your eyes and suck on my nipples so you can relax and clear your mind. Shh. Shh. Trust me on this. Go ahead and latch on. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to worry about making me feel good. I know this has sexual undertones to it, but it's not about pleasuring me. It's about comfort. It's about being close. Intimacy. Vulnerability. I'm bearing myself to you so that you can bear yourself to me. That's it. That's it. Good boy. Just close your eyes and suckle. No, I feel fine. I promise. You're doing so good right now. Just listen to my voice and suckle for me, okay? It's okay to be small. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to forget for a little while. I've got you. You're safe in my arms. I won't let anything or anyone hurt you. You are my sweet boy right now. That's right. You're my sweet boy. And you look so small and pretty in my lap like this. It's true. You're pretty. My pretty boy. Speaking of pretty, by the way, you look pretty hard, too. No. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a boy as good as you who didn't get at least a little bit hard in a situation like this. It just tells me that you're feeling good. It tells me that this is working for you. Can I ask you another question? Would you like me to take it out for you and make you feel good? No, I'm not kidding, sweet boy. It might be really good for you to let go of some of that tension. I'm not going to do it without your consent, but I really hope you'll let me do this for you. I want to do this for you. To take care of you, to spoil you. Oh, you really are a good boy. I promise I won't betray your trust in me. No, no. I'll do it. You keep those eyes shut and focus on my nipple. I can get your belt undone. Just let me get this. Oh, pull your shirt up some. And get this button. Oh, you precious boy. You're so pretty down here. my pretty boy. I think that's what I'm going to call you from now on. My pretty boy. Do you like that? Do you like when I call you pretty? Shh, it's okay. It's okay. I can tell that you like it. I can feel just how much you like it. Pretty. I can feel it with my fingers wrapped around you like this. We're gonna go nice and slow. I'm not gonna squeeze you too much. Just gentle, soothing pressure. Light, soft strokes. Just relax for me. Let go of everything. Nothing exists but the here and now. Just you and me. You in my lap, wrapped up in my arms, wrapped up in my fingers. Let me surround you, pretty. I'll protect you. I'll help you release all this tension and these bottled up feelings. There's nothing outside of our little bubble right now. I'm your bubble. I'm your shield from the bad things out there, the nasty thoughts and yucky feelings. Focus on your other senses for me. Feel my warmth cradling you, massaging you, and my softness in your mouth. Hear my words and let my tenderness quiet your thoughts. You're doing so good, pretty boy. So very good. Maybe it's a little silly, but I want you to smell me too. Your face in my chest, so close to me. Breathe deep, pretty. I want you to be able to close your eyes and remember the sensory experience we're having right now. I want you to be able to close your eyes and hear my tender voice when you have doubts. I want you to feel my warmth when the world is cold. Oh, that's right. Remember my softness when things feel so hard that you aren't sure how to move forward. I can tell you're getting close. Oh, it's okay, pretty. It's okay. I'm here. I've got you. I want you to remember this too. Remember how I'm taking care of you right now. The smooth skin of my palm and fingers. I want you to be able to think back and feel just how I'm doing it. Going slow. Taking our time. Not squeezing too hard. It's all patience and gentleness, pretty. You've been so good, so patient. You haven't fussed. Oh, you're so sweet. Such a good boy. Oh, you don't have to hold back. Let it all go. Release all that tension for me. Oh, and let those nasty thoughts go with it. Spill it for me, pretty boy. That's it. You're doing so good. Good boy. Good boy. Let it all out for me. Let go. I've got you. And I'm gonna hold you tight. No, that's it, pretty. Good boy. Now, breathe for me. Breathe nice and deep. I'm not letting you go just yet. And that was a really big thing we just did. Are you okay? Still seeing stars? No, you didn't get it anywhere but on your tummy. Here, let me get a tissue and clean it up for you. No. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it. There's so much going on that I don't think anyone will have even noticed we were gone. And even if they did, we'll just tell them the truth. You needed a bit of space from the crowd, and I came to check on you. Right now, I just want you to concentrate on your breathing, okay? Once you feel like you've had enough time, we're going to get you some water to drink. But for now, we're going to stay here in our little bubble. We're going to take our time and we're going to celebrate our own little milestone right here. The milestone is that you learned you were a good boy today, pretty. Hey, I need you to hear this. Everything I said, it's all true. All of it. You're so good. You're cute and sweet and precious. You're worthy of love. You deserve to feel good about yourself and who you are. Oh. And you really, really are pretty. And if you ever find yourself needing a refresher on why, I'll show you. Because you deserve it.